Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Say a word, mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, we'll sing our own songs about everything.
Now that is a good way to start off the new year. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl London is here in the studio. She is now diving in the world of kindy music, and that's what we're gonna talk about. I don't know. I can't remember the last time we had... Well, it was Fred Penner, but I can't remember when he was here. Daryl, hi.
Hi.
Do you know who Fred Penner is?
Of course, I grew up with Fred Penner.
Didn't we all, eh?
Yeah.
Didn't we all?
What a legend.
He is a legend. I liked him a lot. We have a very scary picture of, what's his name? Fred Penner, Ken Whiteley, and Drew Marshall.
Yeah.
Three dudes with, like, white beards with black backdrop, and we all made angry faces. Because
people expect
Ken Whiteley and Fred Penner to have nice, bright smiles, but we did a very, very evil shot.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, why? Why are you doing this?
Well, I have a 9-month-old and a 3-year-old. So I used to make what I now call grown-up music.
Yes.
I did 3 records of that. I've been making music for about 10 years. And then 3 years ago, I had a baby. And nobody told me, like, seriously how I would stop sleeping. People kind of joke about it,
right,
but they don't sit you down and shake you and stare you in the eyes and, you know, warn you.
Yeah.
So
you will turn into a different human being.
A different human being functioning on a very poor level.
Yeah.
And so I didn't sleep for about a year, and I would just be singing day and night, rocking my baby, trying to get him to sleep. And
yeah.
Of course, singing all the old traditional lullabies, but needing to engage my brain and my songwriting mind. And so I would come up with new weird parts and change the words and just sort of mess all around with them. So that's kind of how that became born. So I recorded the album when I was pregnant with my second, and then I just put it out in the fall.
Okay, nice.
Mm.
Give me an idea or an example of children's musicians that you allowed your children to listen to.
Okay.
And ones you went, no, you're not listening to that.
Oh, I don't want to...
Throw anybody under the bus?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Let's stay positive. Who do you like?
Because I'm new to this genre, you know what I mean? And I call my music kindy music.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like kids indie, and I don't want it to be annoying, and kids music is kind of known for that.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to. I'm kind of politely, like, knocking at the door of this whole scene, so I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Bite the hands that feed you.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly. And I want... So there's so much good stuff. I put on Raffi all the time.
Do you?
He's actually very easy listening.
Yeah.
And I just put on some Raffi playlist the other day, and then our grown-up friends came on, and they're like, hey, who are we listening to? Like, this is mellow. I'm like, yeah, that's Raffi.
Mic drop. Well, Ken Whiteley won a bunch of, what are the Canadian awards called again? Music awards?
Junos?
Junos.
Yeah,
won
yeah.
a bunch of Junos
yeah.
Through his work with Raffi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
cool.
worked together for many, many years.
Yeah.
All right, first thing I really actually want to talk to you about is Acton?
Acton.
Worth the drive.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in Acton on a farm about 5 minutes outside of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually lived in Toronto till I was 9, and then my parents were just done with the city.
Yeah.
So we moved out to Acton, got some horses, and we're kind of faux farmers for a while.
Faux farmers.
Yeah.
There's lots of them, by golly. Yeah.
My parents just sold the farmhouse recently, so they had it for about 20 years.
And did they move back into the big smoke?
No, they will never go back.
No.
I went back, but they live in Guelph now.
Okay. Well, that's pretty smoky.
For compared to the farm, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting used to having neighbors again. It's not easy.
What don't you like about people's prejudgment when it comes to the kind of music that you do, you know, to children's music, to kindy music? What don't you like about that?
I haven't really felt a lot of harsh judgment. And in some ways, I feel like I'm less likely to be judged because my music has always had this really playful side to it.
Yep.
And sometimes I feel like in the like the indie realm, I feel like I've kind of had to temper that or, you know, control it.
Okay.
So that I wouldn't be judged or that I would be taken seriously.
Yeah.
But then in kids' music, I can just unleash it, you know? And so
nice.
I feel like I haven't really felt a lot of harsh judgments. I guess the judgments would be that, you know, a little bit dismissive as in, you know, you're not making real music or...
Yeah, but do you know there's some serious coin to be made in the children's music scene, man?
I mean, I haven't seen it
you haven't
yet.
Seen that coin yet?
No, I'm sure there is. I mean, the Wiggles. I read the Wiggles are like the most well-paid entertainers in Australia.
They are. Yeah. When we were raising the kids in Australia, we lived there for 5 years.
Okay.
The Wiggles were just massive there.
Okay, yeah.
Right? But I don't think they were as massive internationally, and now they are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We listen to them, too.
Okay, let's do a tune, shall we?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I thought we were just chatting.
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to keep tuning here.
I can do this.
Yeah. So you've got a keyboard with you. Let's have a little listen to that keyboard. I want to get our listeners to have a little feel for the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, good. There it is. Beautiful. Okay. So I think, what song are we going to do first?
I'm going to start with the title track of my album. It's called Sing to the Moon.
Beautiful.
And it's about how once you have kids, the things that they love become the things that you love. And you can't even help it. That's what happened with me anyways. I have two little boys and I never thought.
And you now love poopy diapers?
It's not poopy diapers. No, I love trucks. I don't love trucks, but I know everything about them.
Okay.
And I do get a little bit excited if I'm driving and I see, you know, a really nice cement mixer or car transporter.
You
that
need,
was not
you
me
need
before.
To get out more. Yeah.
I don't get out at all.
No. So what's the song called again?
Sing to the Moon.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Daryl London.
You like trains and trucks and buses. You like everything with wheels. You like going on adventures. You like playing with your meals. But lately, your very favorite thing to do is sing, sing, sing to the moon. You like counting on your fingers. You like popping red balloons. You like running from the neighbor's dog and hiding in your room.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl London on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you.
So here's the thing, right? Your vocals, I don't want to put words on you. I mean, I will eventually, but I'd like to know what other people say first. Because I want to know if I'm right.
Okay.
That's all I care about is being right.
Uh-huh.
I'm a male.
It's important.
It is, yeah. So what are the things that you have been... How have people described your vocals?
Oh, what have I gotten compared to? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you just say what you're thinking?
Your vocals are perfect for what you're doing right now.
Okay.
There are a number of girls in the indie folk scene, mm-hmm. ladies, mm-hmm. who try too hard to get the vocals that you naturally have.
Oh, thanks.
They try to kind of sound all innocent and pure and folky.
Okay.
And you have that naturally, so you could swim in that arena, I think. No worries. And you have. But to make the transition into this, like, this is your wheelhouse. This is the pocket. And you are going to slay the kindy scene. Can you say that? That's not a good thing to say, is it? Anyway.
Thank you so much, though. I get what you're saying. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean about the girls that try to be all kind of... wow. Did I just do that? Thank you.
I don't know.
You tell them in broadcasting. Anyway.
But thank you. That was... When a compliment takes a long time to come out, you brace yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're like, is it going to be like one of those backhanders? I think that was nice, though. So thank you.
I'm actually pretty good at the backhanded compliments.
Yes,
I am. Yep. I helped a girl up on a horse once and said, wow, you didn't weigh near as much as I thought you did.
Oh.
It didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the single ladies.
How you doing, video guys? We got a new video guy here. His name is James. We're going to find out if he's going to last. And Aunt, when you first started here, were you scared at all? No. Really? You weren't scared of... Like, I'm the man.
Yeah, but I knew what I was doing.
I love this guy. Tim, when you grow up, you need to be more like an aunt.
Yes.
Okay, so Daryl London. Daryl London is diving into the world of kindy music. That's Kid Indie, where she now feels right at home. Her forthcoming lullaby album, Sing to the Moon, is in my hand. I had to reach for it first. And we're going to give one of these away to someone who likes us on Facebook and says nice stuff and lives in Canada, so we can mail it to you. Sing to the Moon, a whimsical journey towards bedtime with a mix of original tunes and old classics with a twist. Can you give us a quick example of an old classic with a twist? What does that sound like?
Sure. Oh, you want me to play it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. this is Rockabye Baby.
Okay.
And the thing that I liked about messing around with these old lullabies is that some of their messages sound so weird, and some of their lyrics are so weird. Like Rockabye Baby, it's like a baby.
There's some scary stuff.
It's gonna fall, right? I mean, that's how I read it.
Yeah.
So. So I added this chorus about I'll always catch you. That's kind of
I like that.
The idea. So sort of
soften the blow.
Soften the blow, like, don't worry, baby, I got you.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I changed some settings. Can we just hear the keys again?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. Right, so that's good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A little more, giddy up.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl London on the Drew Marshall Show.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down goes the baby, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye, baby, gently swing, oh.
to me. We little hands, your eyes are shut tight. Now sound asleep until morning light. When the wind rocks your soul, you're out of control, like a boat trying to make its way home in the storm. Let yourself go.
Beautiful stuff. There she is, Daryl Lunnett on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, I like the twist. I like the twist.
Thanks. My husband thought maybe that one might be a little too dark with the, like, he's like, do you want to say free falling and, like, out of control and stuff? And I just went with it.
Yeah. Could have slipped in Free Bird. You know, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Fallen by Tom
Petty. Yeah. What he said in the hallway there. So what do you think is the scariest lullaby out there when you really pull apart the lyrics?
Oh, gosh. Scary in... So I also cover Mockingbird, the one that you guys played. And that's... It's not scary, but it's kind of scary in, like, a materialism kind of way.
Okay.
Because it's like, don't worry, I'm going to buy you this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
It's all good. Ooh. So I also added a chorus in that one to be like, it's not all about the stuff. It's just kind of about the stuff, but also about love.
Really well done. I like this. So Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an insurance nightmare right there.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, there's some, and then we talked about Rockabye Baby. There's violence there. There's that. What about the children, even not a lullaby, but the children's stories, like the gingerbread one with the woman that tries to shove them in the oven
and
cook them. Like, what the, who comes up with that?
Yeah. Those old traditional kids stories are terrifying. I think it was to keep kids in line, right?
Oh.
I think so.
And now there's church. You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, offending people left, right, and center. This week's recording artist, Daryl Lunden. We thought we'd start off 2019 with a kindy musician. We're going to have we're going to have opera.
Oh, okay.
Next week, we're going to have some bluegrass music. The Barrel Boys will be joining us.
Fun.
So we're going to have a double bass, a fiddle, banjo. We'll have a bunch of yeehaw going on here. And then there'll be some other things that are be awesome as well. I don't have a lot of time to talk about that. Are you going to have more kids?
I don't think so.
You're open to maybe.
We were open to three before, but and then we had the second. And it just makes it so much easier when you're getting through the stuff and the sleepless nights to be like, this is the last time I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm still in that headspace.
What is wrong with people when they, like, as soon as in the first 6 months, they go, why did we ever have a child? And then a year goes by, maybe. What happens?
It's an amnesia thing.
It
settles on you after for some reason. And then it makes you, I mean, that's why people have more babies. It's like the amnesia falls over your home. It's so strange.
I saw a great birth control commercial where a guy is with his kid in the grocery store, and his kid is, in Australia, they say chucking a wobbly. The kid is going nuts, and he's throwing produce around produce, and he's just screaming his face off, and the father's just sitting there, like other people are looking at the dad going, really? Control your kid. And the dad's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then, boom, this thing comes up about condoms. And I thought, man,
that's,
you know.
That's clever.
So do you like one child more than the other?
Drew. Well,
I'm serious. No one ever wants to admit it. But there's one kid that you go, oh, I kind of like this kid a little more. Now, that might change next month.
No, of course not. But
yes.
My older son, Thomas, he's three.
Mm-hmm.
We do stuff together. He's like, he's my
buddy.
Because
he's three.
You know what I'm saying? We do stuff together.
Yeah.
So he's like my buddy. Elliot's my baby. Is one more fun?
Elliot.
Yes. Thomas is more fun.
Okay.
But I love them the same.
Did you have naming problems? Naming your children? Did you have disagreements? what do you think I meant?
Well, it sounded like you didn't like their names, kind
no,
of.
No, they're fine.
No, we had a system, like we had a list, and then we were voting, and then
voting
out of a hat. I don't fully remember the system. Drawing out of a hat.
Because you haven't slept in 4 years.
That is totally why. And then rating them, and then it had to be like over a 7 out of 10 to move on. It was a whole thing. So that's how we did it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Easy pregnancies? Wow, we're really talking about this? Did you have easy pregnancies?
I guess so.
Were you vomiting?
Oh, morning sickness is the worst.
Thank you.
It's the worst. It makes you feel like you have the flu for 3 to 4 months. So, yeah.
Again, why do people do this?
It's, and then people, no one understands.
And then they grow up and all they want is your inheritance. You know. Sorry, there's stuff happens in between, but yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Tell me about the very first lullaby that you wrote. Can you remember it?
The first one I wrote is one that I think I'm going to play in a bit, and it's called Little Love, and that was one that really came to me at like 3 a.m, and it's on the record, it's the one that's most for the parents.
Okay.
And it's just one of those really, like, it's pretty vulnerable, and it's just when all the weight of everything, the responsibility and the love and the joy and the pain, everything just kind of like came crashing down on me, and that's the song.
You wouldn't want to do that now,
would
you?
Yeah, I could do that now. That makes sense.
I mean, it's kind of a good segue.
Yeah, let's do that.
What is it? I didn't mean to wreck up.
No, not at all. I didn't even
mess up your playlist.
No, I don't.
I want to give out the website here one more time again, kids. The website is daryllondon.com, and her first name has 2 R's and 2 L's. And if you can figure out where they go, then you put an E in the end of it. daryllondon.com. And she's about to perform. What's it called again?
Little Love.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Have a listen.
Little love, we don't know anything that lies before us. Heavy lids, keep them closed. Let mama stare and wonder what you're dreaming of. And on the days when we don't leave our small backyard, I'll travel every inch of it with you. You'll fill the depths of your inflated pool and sail the ocean blue. You'll always be enough for me. Am I enough for you? Little love, did you know you grew in me while I grew up for you? You're my duet, heart and soul. Someday you will grow to write your own tune, and I promise that we'll have the best of days, and I'll give you everything I've got. Even on the disappointing days, we'll laugh at everything we're not. You'll always be enough for me. Am I enough? If all you need is love, then you've got plenty of the stuff that makes you grow up big and strong. But when I miss a step, will you remember or forget the day your mama did everything wrong? All I can do is try to be enough. I can't wait to see what you become. But could you take your time with it? I'll teach you everything I know, my love. But that's not always be enough for me. All I can do is try for all my life to be enough for you.
There she is, knocking it out of the park again, Daryl London. Oh, okay. So what I just realized is as you were singing that, I was thinking about my favorite Can I talk about someone else just for a second? Yep. Does it always have to be about you?
Yes.
No, I was thinking about my favorite Lullaby album.
Oh, Jewel?
Really, look at me.
No. Not Jewel.
There's nothing about a 52-year-old man that knows anything about
Jewel. I don't know that many Lullaby albums, so I'm very curious.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, okay.
The best thing ever.
Oh, okay.
My kids, who are now 26 and 29, mm-hmm. still listen to it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Kenny Loggins' Lullaby album. Yeah. He does other people's lullabies, uh-huh. right? And he includes them in it. Like he included Amy Grant in his big song was House at Pooh Corner, which is awesome. And then Amy Grant's he does one that with David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash. Okay. And anyway, it's amazing
okay.
stuff.
Okay. I will listen to that.
Just thought I'd share all that.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, live in the studio with Darrell London, Darrelle. I'm going to mute the keys again here. Forgot I muted them last time. The website again, DarrellLondon.com. Darrell, I have grandchildren.
Wow.
I have a 2-year-old granddaughter, aww. Elora, and, well, 2.5, and 1.5-year-old twin boys.
Oh, my.
Finn and Hudson.
Okay.
Are they too young for these kind of tunes?
No. No, this is who they're for. I mean, yeah. It's for the kids. It's also, I wrote them to be soothing, hopefully for the parents as well.
Yeah.
And I ordered the tracks as kind of a nice gradual wind down to bedtime. So it's like most upbeat and then more and more and more mellow. And no, they're for babies. They're for little kids. They're for everyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
So can I give one of the CDs to my son for the grandkids?
Of course.
Is that okay?
Of course, yes.
I'm actually kind of excited.
Please, I hope they like it.
Well, can you imagine the email from them if they didn't like it?
Oh.
Okay, when it comes to having children of your own and this whole, I'm sorry, but they're within the lullaby scene, if you're going to write a lullaby album, that means that you're admitting and that you're also in touch with one of the most spiritual, I think, awakenings in the world, having mm-hmm. children.
Yeah.
And then when your children have children, et cetera.
Okay.
And I don't like to put things on other people, but I wonder for you, I'm going to ask this the most generic way possible. When you had kids, do you think there was a spiritual awakening that came with having kids? And if you do, what did that feel like? What did you then notice that you weren't really noticing before?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than lack of sleep.
Yeah. I think, I was raised Catholic, and I do go to church. I don't go to Catholic church anymore.
Okay.
We kind of church hop a little bit. So, but anyways, when you're raised with God presented to you as a parental figure, I think then once you have kids and you experience the amount of love, then it's like, okay, that's how I want to imagine God. And like, if this is, you know, the kind of love, then
unconditional,
like, this is what I want. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there was that. And then there's just also the immense gratitude. It's hard not to feel so grateful, and it's hard not to view your kids as a gift, because you just love them so much and they bring so much joy. And I just feel like I didn't do anything to deserve this, you know. I didn't earn this. And it does feel like a gift. So it's definitely I definitely feel a feeling of gratitude mm-hmm. and just thankfulness.
It's so interesting, the trajectory of parenting and how it correlates, as far as I can imagine, or sort of get it with the spiritual, you know, potential God stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts off with what you just said, I think we could summarize it by saying, when your kids love you, even though you've been a jerk, that's when you really understand unconditional love.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, later in life, you still love your kids, even though they're jerks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it must be like for God.
Yeah. Totally.
Right? So it's...
And, yeah.
Sorry,
it helps you... No, sorry. I was just going to say, it helps you kind of get that sort of presentation of God as, you know, if my kids did this, and this to me, would I still love them? Yeah. Like, they could totally be jerks. I mean, he's 3 and he's a jerk all the time. I love him.
Your son's a jerk all the time.
He's there. Aren't all 3-year-olds jerks?
How can a 3-year-old be a jerk?
Well, I mean...
Not intentionally,
no,
can
of
they?
Course not intentionally, but I mean, they're all narcissists, right?
Well said. So well said. That's so interesting you said that. last few minutes here with our first recording artist of the year. All of a sudden, I'm talking like William Shatner, Tim. This week's recording artist, Daryl London, is here in the studio. Daryl did not grow up in London. She spent a fair bit of time in Acton, not London. Have you ever been to London?
I lived in London, Ontario.
Did you really?
Well, when I went to school. And yes, I've been to London, England a couple times.
I don't like London, Ontario.
It's really fun if you're a student.
Oh, it's a party town?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You're a mommy. You never partied.
Mm-hmm.
Just busted out Shaniqua on me there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would say has melted your heart more than your children?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think there's parents out there that just flat out, well, there must be, but they look at their kids and they go, ugh.
Out there, yeah, probably. I don't know that experience, honestly.
But this is what I'm saying. Can you write a song? Because you seem like a lovely human being. And there are some people out there who are parents who are not lovely human beings.
Right.
Can you write a song for parents that are just not happy?
I could think about that.
Yeah, like because you have a double-edged sword when it comes to writing lullabies. They're for the kids, but they're also for the parents. Because quite oftentimes, parents are laying down with the kids, trying to get the kids to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're listening to it at the same time.
Yeah.
You could subliminally help out parents that are just at the end of the rope.
Well, that's the thing. I understand. It's hard to understand people who look at their kids and don't kind of like feel that love. That's really sad. But I can understand burnout. I could totally understand burnout. Like, we have, you know, my eldest is in preschool, so I have that help, and we have help from our families. So if someone's doing it alone, I could totally understand burnout. I could think about that when I'm writing, but I don't know. I love my kids a lot.
But I don't want to. Okay, can you do another song for us, please?
Yes.
What song you gonna do?
This is called Sheep, and it's about...
Is it off the... Never mind, sorry. I was gonna make a dad joke. I'll shut up now. Yes, tell us about the song Sheep.
You can make it after if it's still there.
Okay.
It's Sheep is about when you are counting sheep,
yes,
but they are being all crazy and it all goes awry.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Daryl London.
Have gone out. I'm pretty tired, but they keep me wired the way that they frolic about. I spy a mischievous ram that you is chasing her lamb. He's always naughty, life of the party. Oh, he's such a lovable ham. They jump on my bed, I count in my head. Few and the chaos is mounting, but if I stop counting, they'll cause a hullabaloo. Am I already asleep? Could I be dreaming of sheep? Now we are floating over the ocean and I can see everything. We'll jump on the clouds. I'm counting out loud. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
counting the sheep, dreaming of counting the sheep. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Till tomorrow night, I'll count again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Till tomorrow night, I'll count again.
Love it. Well done. Daryl London on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you.
Wait, you know what? I just really like this music, and I'm actually happy. I think this might be the first time I've given a gift from the show to my children.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, this is good stuff. I'm so happy to have had you here. I really
Thank
am.
Thank you so much.
I wish you the best. Is there a gig that you want to plug? Is there something you want to do, or is it all just about the CD?
It's mostly about the album now. I will have a handful of shows in the spring, like May, June, but we're still finalizing some things. So yeah. The website is a great place to check. There's a newsletter, all the social stuff. I'm there. So if people want to stay in touch, that's great.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for making the big trek in here. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Anything we can do to further your career, we're going to do it, by golly.
Thank you so much.
Daryl London on the Drew Marshall Show, D-A-R-R-E-L-L-E. That's how you say and pronounce and spell her first name, DarylLondon.com. That's where you go. And I'm sure if you go to the website, you can buy stuff there.
Yep.
True story?
True story.
All right, listen, kids, we're going to take a short break on the show. We want to go out with one more track from Daryl's CD.
Twinkle Medley, number 4.
Ooh, Twinkle Medley, number 4. It's cued and ready to go.
No,
Tim, you're the best.
I know.
I care about you deeply.
On occasion.
Lying. What I want to let you know is when we come back from our very, very short break, we're going to be chatting about all sorts of interesting things, including who will win $250 worth of Chapman's ice cream. You got to be excited about it. How do you go from children's music? That's okay, right? Children's music? That's a phrase. Okay.
Kindy.
Well, yeah, but not everyone understands that term.
Okay.
Children's music to ice cream. Are you kidding me? What's happening with the Drew Marshall Show? We're like positive and stuff. Oh.